Hello and welcome back. I'm Don Joseph Goey, the author of The End of Stress, and this is the second session in The Science of Ending Stress. I want to start this session by saying something about the term neuroscience of success. We human beings have been called the crown of creation because of our brain. We are a powerhouse capable of overcoming incredible odds and achieving incredible feats. Yet for far too many people, the brain does not seem to crown their lives with health, wealth, and love. Quite the contrary, it seems to malfunction in self-defeating patterns of stress. So let's review what happens when we allow stress to take the upper hand. What stress really represents is the brain's fear center, again called the amygdala, taking charge of our experience, reducing us to fight-or-flight stress reactions that dump toxic stress hormones into our system, switching our emotional set point to negative, temporarily reducing IQ by as much as 40%, causing marriage and family dysfunction, and damaging DNA in our cardiovascular and immune system. Stress is serious. It is life-threatening serious. It is not something we should someday do something about. We need to learn to shift it when it raises its ugly head, and we can. As I said, new research has established that your brain takes its direction from your state of mind. So here's a fact you need to consider. Everything for a human being is mindset. This is a conclusion reached by some of our best scientists. And there is only two mindsets we need to understand. One mindset is negative, generating an inner experience of contraction that feels like the walls are closing in on you. It is built on the fearful thinking that makes you believe you are a victim of circumstances. The stress hormones that a negative mindset produce shrink higher brain networks. The other mindset is positive, generating an inner experience of expansion that makes you feel like the sky is the limit. It is built on inner peace, love, and optimism, and it makes you believe that you are larger than circumstances. A positive mindset not only amplifies higher brain function, it also stimulates the growth of new connections within the higher brain to increase your potential to reach even greater heights in life. This leads to a second fact to consider, which is, if you have a problem with stress, it's not entirely your fault. 50% of it is due to the way genetics and past traumas wired your brain for a hyperactive stress response system, dragging your mind and your day into self-defeating bouts of anxiety and worry and an inflated sense of threat. It's common for people to think that a change of circumstances will solve a stressful life, but circumstances are only 10% to blame for a stressful life, meaning a change of circumstances did not make a big difference. The change that makes the biggest difference is a change in mindset, a change in attitude. It accounts for 40% of whether you live a life of stress or the good life. And now there is growing evidence that a shift to the positive can downregulate the stress gene, placing you in charge of your quality of life entirely. This leads to a third fact to consider, which is the change that elevates brain function is a mental shift from fear to inner peace. And here is the fourth and final fact, which is very good news. The daily mindful practice that generates positive brain change is simple, adding little or nothing to your to-do list. It's about functioning from an empowering to-be list. And brain change occurs faster than you might imagine, in as little as 4 weeks. So the prescription for positive brain change that neuroscience prescribes is contained in the refrain of an old song that was popular during World War II. The refrain goes, accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This is how we attain and sustain the good life. It is as simple as that, which doesn't mean it is always easy to make this shift, but the more we do, the easier life gets. The aim of this course is to help you facilitate this shift in your life. Last session, I presented the clear button, which is a tool for eliminating the negative, stress-provoking thoughts that arise during the day. In this session, I'm going to present the first tool for accentuating the positive, and then give you yet another tool for eliminating the negative. As I said last session, 40 years of research in cognitive therapy has established that all our moods are produced by the thoughts we believe, determining how we see the world and how we relate to the world and what we expect will happen. It is a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy that wires into the brain. Get used to me saying that in this series. It can't be said enough. Thoughts are crucial to changing your life. They hold enormous creative power that can raise you up or pull you down. Research at Harvard has found that expectation plays a much greater role in shaping our lives than what was previously thought, and that we can either harness this power consciously to manifest the good life, or allow negative expectations to function unconsciously, undermining our goals and programming our brain for a life of stress and disappointment. Years ago, I know a woman whose expectation influenced the course of her cancer. The cancer was aggressive, and the prognosis was highly unfavorable. Yet when her oncologist delivered the bad news, the woman misheard, and she left the office thinking her chances were highly favorable. Over the course of treatment, her mindset was built on the expectation of complete remission, which is exactly what happened. It was not until her case was presented at a conference that she discovered she had misheard her doctor. She said, "If I had heard the doctor correctly, I believe I would have died." So let's start accentuating the positive, beginning with starting each day on a positive note, consciously creating the expectation for good things to happen. This tool is aptly called Start the Day Positive. It's the antidote to the frenetic early morning rush out the door. It encourages you to wake up ahead of everyone and to take a few minutes to yourself to consciously frame a positive attitude to meet the day. This is not how people typically start their day, even though it can make a big difference in how the day goes. When I ask people I coach how their mornings begin, most say they jump out of bed, gulp down a big cup of coffee, help feed and dress the kids, get dressed themselves, and then drive straight into the morning traffic jam. This routine tends to frame the day in stress. Research shows that people who start the day mindfully in a positive way experience more positive emotions during the day, which, as you know, is the key to higher brain function. These people also are more engaged in their work during the day, and they feel more connected and more supportive towards their colleagues, both of which a mountain of research shows is the key to organizational success. Here's how you start the day positive. Rise 10 minutes ahead of everyone in the house and begin by feeling appreciation for the gift of another day of life. Appreciating another day to share with the people you love. Another day to pursue your goals and aspirations. Reflect on how you want to feel today as you work. Reflect on the state of mind you want to sustain throughout the day. Reflect on how you want to be with other people. And set your intention to have a great day, achieving results in your work, and equally, set the intention to sustain a more peaceful and positive attitude on the inside, regardless of what is happening on the outside. That's all you need to do. Here's a second tool for eliminating the negative. It's called the Thought Awareness Tool. It's so important you make this process your daily practice. Here's how the Thought Awareness Tool works. Throughout the day, be aware of the stressful thoughts your mind generates about people and events around you. Notice the upsetting emotions these stressful thoughts carry, the perception of threat they sometimes produce that expects the worst, and simply observe what you're thinking and believing and feeling and expecting. Don't judge or condemn yourself for being stressed or anxious or depressed. That's critically important. So let me say it again. Don't judge yourself. That's just adding negative thinking to negative thinking. Simply observe the content of your mind, almost as if you were observing another person. Tell yourself, this negative emotion is in me, not in reality. Consider that what you are aware of, you control, and what you are unaware of controls you. Meet the negativity with self-compassion and try to understand where the negativity is coming from. If you look back at your past, you might see a pattern that has been there a long time, causing you to react in this particular way. Consider that there is someone somewhere who would respond calmly to the situation. In other words, there is another way to see it and relate to it. So often we see people and events not as they are, but as we are. All of this will have a calming effect on you, and then your actions can spring from peace, not from fear. It might seem implausible that simply being aware of negative thoughts and emotions is sufficient to shift our consciousness to the positive, but it does. There is a mountain of research on mindfulness that shows it. Awareness is actually therapeutic, meaning it can change the brain structure that sets off stress reactions. By modulating your cognitive and emotional state, you are instructing the higher brain to release a peptide that extinguishes fear reactions. No fear, no stress. I want to tell you about the benefit that someone in a high-pressure job received from working with this tool. During the day, she was diligent about being aware of her stressful thoughts and judgments and how quickly they turned into upsetting emotions. She began to see how her negativity caused her to misperceive situations and jump to conclusions, at times placing her in conflict with whomever or whatever was involved. She realized that her habitually negative thinking could not help but produce a stressful day, and that even her afternoon fatigue had more to do with a long string of negative thoughts than a long day. Gradually, her reactivity began to quiet down. It was the therapeutic effect of awareness. Soon she was laughing at her stressful thoughts. What had once been a horror movie was now a comedy. As she worked on not believing her stressful thoughts and perceptions, she began to experience the inner calm on the other side of fear and worry. Then, not long into her practice, she was standing on the platform waiting for the train home, and for no reason she could identify, she experienced a spontaneous moment of joy. At a train station, no less. It caught her by surprise. She wasn't used to feeling joy. As she looked around, she thought, "What a beautiful world." She said the experience was a perfect moment. Moments like that are life-changing. Her story reveals the power of awareness to change our everyday experience of life. So, to summarize this session, in it, we began to accentuate the positive with the intention of starting the day positive. Then we began working with eliminating the negative through a simple process of awareness. Intention and awareness are powerful. Next session, we are going to dive even deeper into the origin of all negative emotions, which is fear. Thank you for attending today. Keep coming back.